Well, folks, I'm sitting with Philip Titus. Very exciting to be talking about the club wines here at Chapelet. And this is a very distinctive club and a very exciting club to be a part of.
Sometimes I have to count on my fingers and toes to remember how many wines we make because we make these really amazing club wines. They really only leave the winery as when they're sold directly to the club members or visitors at the winery. Being a Cabernet producer, we've kind of stuck with predominantly with the Bordeaux varietals. We have made our Merlot into a club wine where we produce it in very high quality but small quantity. It's a wine that generally is blended. We always blend Merlot with our signature Cabernet, and we bottle it by itself. What we'll do is have Merlot as the base, but we'll blend Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, Petit Verdot, and Cabernet Franc with the Merlot and make this very complex, very concentrated wine that still is distinctly Merlot. Big, rich, soft, drinkable, lush wine. That's my vision of Merlot. I just can't even imagine why anybody would make a tannic Merlot, because then you might as well be drinking Cabernet.
And as we move on, I'm going to pour a glass of this next wine, and these are all very high-end wines. I think that we're very lucky to be tasting these, and I think once people get here to the winery, they want them all.
Yeah, and that is one thing with our club. We always want to make the very best wine for our club members. So everything that we make comes from either our own property or the surrounding vineyards along the eastern hills of Napa Valley. And so we've come up with this blend called Las Piedras, which means the rocks, and it's a very high-end wine. It's the same lots that go into the Pritchard Hill, the signature Cabernet, and our Cabernet Franc. It's a Bordeaux blend. We tend to use around 40 to 50% Cabernet Sauvignon as the base. But after that, it's really a trial and error to see from each vintage, what are the best lots to put in this Bordeaux blend to make a complex wine reflecting the best of each varietal. I always feel that a Bordeaux blend, there's really not a reason to make a tannic Bordeaux blend either, because you've got all these great wines to work with. It should be the purpose of the way things are blended is in Bordeaux is to make a balanced wine year in and year out. Use all the assets of the different varietals. So that's what we do. And believe me, it's a great wine. People love blended red wines and white wines because there's a mystery to them. Here we made a wine, we call it Cultivation. It's a name that we own and trademarked, and we wanted to get it and use it before anybody else. The only place you'll find Cultivation is from Chapelet, California blend, rather than a strict Bordeaux blend. It is a combination of Petit Verdot, Malbec, Petit Syrah, Syrah, and Zinfandel. It's really a fun blend, and believe me, it's a blank slate when we start, and we just come up with this really unctuous, complex wine. A little hard for people to understand what we're doing sometimes, but once they taste it, I think they get it.
Now we're going to move on to the Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is from the Russian River area, and there are many beautiful areas for Pinot Noir.
In fact, the Russian River Valley is you know, kind of a long way from home, from Pritchard Hill. Not only do people like the wines from this area, but I think they just like the wines that we make, you know, our sensitivity towards wine. We felt that the Russian River was, that the strengths of the Russian River are so obvious and undeniable in terms of the quality of Pinot from the Russian River, and we sought out the best grapes we could. That took us to the Dutton Ranch out in the Green Valley Appellation of Russian River, very close to the Pacific Ocean, cool, foggy, windy, all those things that Cabernet doesn't like but Pinot Noir loves. We started out with a very small batch, and we have slowly built up as the Duttons were able to provide us with additional fruit. So now we make this small lot of Pinot Noir, and it is such a beautiful wine. I think so far everybody's enjoyed it, and nobody said, well, you're a Cabernet producer, why are you making Pinot Noir? They just seem to be happy to have the Pinot Noir.
Well, I think there's a pattern that there is so much beautiful fruit coming from these distinctive areas of Canaros and Russian River that Pinot Noir is almost a must. Even if you're a Napa Valley winery, you can certainly find room in your portfolio for great Pinot Noir.
We do run into other people we know from Napa Valley over in the Russian River. It's a lot of fun for Napa Valley winemakers to make great Pinot, and it's a stretch. It's a whole different kind of winemaking, and it gives us a chance to kind of learn the other side of red wine.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy the other side of all these wines, and Chef has some great dishes brought to the table. And Philip, we're going to enjoy some great food here. Great food and wine on Have Wine Will Travel.